A concerned citizen, Nyamiche Nyako, has appealed to engineers of the Ghana Highways Authority to re-examine the structural integrity of the Walker Bush flyover to prevent any fatal and unfortunate accident. Mr. Nyako, who shared his experience on the flyover with Radio Ghana, said his fears are that the flyover has developed structural defects.
On Saturday, I was driving through La Paz to Kasua. Unfortunately, when we go to the Walker Bush Highway, the flyover around Malam Junction, the engine of our car went out. So trying to help ourselves out, we realized that anytime a truck that has a weight like tipper trucks, anytime it bypasses our car, the car begins shaking. So we came out of the car trying to figure out what was the problem. Then we realized that anytime these big trucks bypasses the car, both the car and we, the human beings, were vehemently shaking at where we were standing. So we quickly had to push our car off. But in fact, since that day, it has been an experience that we think if something is not done about it, it may cause a mayhem one day.
Are you saying that the area you were standing at, you suspect that the bridge must be disintegrating or getting loose?
That is what I suspect, because it was really shaking.
Where specifically is this?
Okay, it seems it has these openings. On the first opening, it has something like divisions. So it is around between the seat and the seat division. That is where we experienced this shaking.
So you couldn't wait to see whether some of the bolts and nuts were getting loose or weak?
When you are on top, it will be extremely difficult for you to see whether some of the bolts are not that tight or something. But it shakes vehemently.
And you think government must come in immediately?
Exactly. I would wish, in fact, the engineers go and stand there for just some few minutes and they themselves will know that what I'm saying is really serious.
Nyamiche Nyako is a concerned citizen who had live experience on the Walker Bush Bridge.